So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara questioning whether the type of moisture that causes greater problems about mona is lachen machmas atzman, natural moisture only, or even lachen machmas davar acher, artificial moisture. The Gemara tries to prove that it must include artificial moisture since muchin and kisus, flocking and clothing, are listed in the Mishnah, and neither of them have any natural moisture. The Gemara rejects this proof because even muchin and kisus can have natural moisture if they were plucked from a sweaty area of the animal. The first Mishnah on the Daf lists a variety of items that it is permissible to insulate with on Erev Shabbos. Since the list of the Mishnah included kamfei yoin and dove's feathers among the items that it is permissible to insulate with, the Gemara tells the story of Elisha bar Kunafayim, who wore tefillin at the risk of death by the hands of the Roman government. When the authorities caught up to him, he quickly removed his tefillin and held them in his hand. When asked Mazeh b'yotcha, what is this in your hand? He responded, kamfei yoin, wings of a dove. Sure enough, Poshet as Yodav Venimtu Kamviyana. He opened his hands and dove's wings were there. Lafikach Karinais Elisha Bar Kunafayim, that is how he earned the title Elisha Bar Kunafayim. The Gemara explains Elisha chose the dove from amongst all birds because the Jewish people are similar to a dove in that Mayoyne Kinefer Meginas Allah, Af Yisrael Mitzvahs Meginas Allah. As the wings protect the dove, so too the mitzvahs protect Klal Yisrael. Tysus explained that since Elisha was merited such a clear miracle, he must have had the great schus of being extremely careful with his tefillin, especially regarding gufnoki, keeping a clean body. Therefore, the Gemara says, Amr b'yanai, tefillin tzrich and gufnoki ke Elisha bar Kunafayim. Tefillin requires the wearer to keep a clean body as Elisha bar Kunafayim, which means, Amr b'ya, shleifich b'hem. He should not pass wind while wearing them. Rava amar shlo yishin b'hem. He should not sleep while wearing them. The Gemara then refers back to the Mishnah which listed Nesuri Shel Charoshen, carpenter's sawdust, and clarifies that when Rabbi Yehuda prohibits insulating with coarse material, he refers to coarse Ne'ori Shel Pishtun, flax combings, and not coarse Nesuri Shel Charoshen, carpenter's sawdust. The Mishnah says that Tehem Nemishlochen U'metalt Naisa. It is permissible to insulate using animal hides and then to move them on Shabbos, since they are not Muktzah. The Gemara quotes two opinions, whether this is only true of shalach and shabbala bais, hides of an individual who has no hope of selling them, or even shaloman, hides of a craftsman who may sell them. Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar holds only shabbala bais is not muktzah. But Rabbi Chanina bar Chama holds even shaloman is not muktzah. And he proved it from the fact that his father was a tanner who would occasionally use hides to sit on, a clear proof that they had practical use for on Shabbos. After two unsuccessful attempts to prove one side or the other to be correct, the Gemara notes that there is a brisa where the Tanakhama supports Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar and Rabbi Yossi supports Rabbi Chanina bar Chama. Once we mention one machlekes between Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar and Rabbi Chanina bar Chama about an animal hides, we mention another machlekes between the same two Amiram as well. Hadetznan, Avis Malachas Arbam Chasar Achas, connected me. What do the 39 Malachas of Shabbos correspond to? Amlu Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, connected Avoidus HaMishkan. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama holds that they correspond to the acts done in the construction, or some Rishonim hold the functioning, of the Mishkan. This view is supported by an explicit brisa that parallels the actions of the Mishkan and the Malachas of Shabbos. Amlu Rabbi Yonasan b'Rabbi Elazar, kach amru Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunya, keneged malacha, malachtoi, u'malecha shabbatar. Corresponding to the 39 times the words malachtoi, malacha, and malachas appear in the Torah, Rabbi Yosi questions exactly which mentions of Malach count toward the 39, but leaves the question unresolved.